I'm talking to Richard Middlemiss from Glasgow University, who is the Judges' Choice winner at today's UK three-minute thesis final. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you.
Why did you enter the competition?
Initially, I mean, I suppose when I was an undergrad, I always, you know, at the pub, you're just like explaining ideas in your under, you know, just that you're hearing about on a day-to-day basis to people that are doing art subjects or things that aren't your own. And I got a good kick out of being able to explain stuff that people saw as too complex in a simple way. And I think if you're not able to explain it in a simple way, then you don't. I don't feel like I understand it well enough myself. So I like. I suppose the main thing is I like the challenge of being able to explain complicated subjects in a way that anyone can understand. As a personal challenge, intellectual challenge.
That's great. So why do you think public engagement with research is important?
I think there's a whole, you know, there's millions of children every year that are going to have to make the decision about what they're going to go and do at university, and as many people in you know, STEM subjects and in the arts, it's just great if you can have as much information as possible in the media from people that do it on a day-to-day basis to be able to explain the sort of stuff that you could ultimately get involved in, because just seeing a university brochure sometimes isn't good enough. You want to know what's down the road in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time, and the sort of things that you can go into. I mean, I'd like to encourage, if I've, you know, I liked that when I went into things, I wanted to be able to. I was delaying the decision of what I wanted to do. There was lots of different things that I wanted to look into and study at university, so I tried to pick as broad a subject as possible in physics, and I've then branched into engineering. So just the more information, the better that the public have, then the more, the better.
So do you think that entering the three-minute thesis competition has been of benefit to you, and how would you say it has been a benefit?
Ignoring the prize, which was wonderful. Essentially, I mean, it's quite fundamental, really. I mean, every day people ask you, what do you do? What, you know, it's about the first question that if you meet someone new, what they ask you. And if you're not able to explain that, if you just say, oh, I do physics, most people just go, it's the best party conversation killer. If you say that you're a physicist, people just turn off instantly. But if you have actually put a few hours of, you know, a few days of work into trying to work out how to explain what you do in layman's terms in a couple of minutes, then it's the conversation that you have most often with people that you don't know. So it certainly helped me get by socially recently. And that then, if you're able to communicate to a lay audience, I think that then gives you confidence to speak to lots of people, your peers as well. And it's a good general mantra to have, that to be able to explain things simply and not just get by on the it's too complicated, you wouldn't understand excuse.
So is it something that you'd recommend to other researchers?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like speaking on stage. I get a kick out of it, which I realise not everybody does, but finding some medium in which you can try to explain your topic, which if you're a PhD researcher is implicitly specific, trying to find some way of explaining that without the jargon, and that just finding a way that the general public could become interested in, I think is a good exercise, whether it's on stage or in writing. Yeah, but certainly 3 minute thesis, I've had a really good time doing it. And it's made me think about my own research in a different way.
Great, thank you.